You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Get started, so if everyone could take their seats, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
A spark makes a universe.
Welcome to Sotheby's annual auction of comic book art and comic book related items. We are especially lucky today to have on hand several originals from the legendary cartoonist Jack Kirby, generally regarded by fans and collectors as the king of comics.
An idea makes a spark.
Mr. Kirby's recent death has driven up the value of much of his work, and if you look in your programs, you'll see our appraisers' updated prices reflect that.
He comes into this real world fighting.
Our first item is Mr. Kirby's reproduction of the pencils to the cover to Amazing Fantasy number 15. First appearance of the superhero Iron Man. Spider-Man. I must confess, shockingly, I am not a comic book fan myself. I don't let them in the house, frankly. My boys fight enough as it is, but clearly, even if this isn't art in the traditional sense, it is a valuable piece of Americana, and the bidding will begin at...
That's enough. I don't want to hear that number. Nothing's worse than hearing what you're worth after you're gone.
Sold to the young man in the honor rock.
Ideas create universes, create characters, story.
Next up are the pencils to Mr. Kirby's cover to Fantastic Four, number one. The very first appearances of those characters from the movie.
But how a character finishes isn't up to him.
Now remember, even though this is commercial illustration and the artist has largely subtracted himself from the work to appease the marketplace, unlike the purity of a Rembrandt or a Matisse, these are still historically significant works.
Any more than how he begins.
So we have set the bidding to begin at...
You're supposed to grow up. You'll learn the world isn't divided into heroes and villains, but that never happened to me. From the day I was born, they were all I could see. Later, nervous Nellies would say, "Oh, that superhero stuff is too violent." Are you kidding me? Did you grow up on Suffolk Street, Lower East Side? It was like the farm team for the mafia. Wait, no, not like. It was the farm team for the mafia. Suffolk Street Jewish kids were always having to beat back the Irish Catholics over on Ludlow.
You lice, come out, you lice. Christ killers!
Potato fuck!
Gonna yank down your trousers and make sure you're circumcised, kike!
Your mother found out last night, Patty.
Whew, you hymie Jew piece of shit! You talking about my mother? I'm gonna cut off the rest of it!
I like fighting. You know, let me express my creativity. You know, I used to take the train to different parts of town to pick fights, just to see the different styles in different parts of town. Not bad! Better uppercut than Ozone Park? But your dodging and weaving has got nothing on Flatbush. I give Hell's Kitchen a 5 out of 10. Running home from school in the rain when I first saw it. Rushing past me in the gutter, I couldn't have been much more than 10. I saved it. Just before it got swept into the storm drain. A pulp magazine. Science Wonder Stories. On the cover, a rocket ship blasting toward the moon. Spacemen with ray guns and shiny plastic space suits. Between the covers, escape into stories. Oh, such stories. Pirates fighting aliens on the moons of Saturn. How could a kid resist? There it was. For the first time, the spark.
Attention, Solar Legion. Fort Roosevelt destroyed by rocket cruisers of unknown identity. Scout units in Ursus Major ordered to inspect all ships in that sector.
Roaring rockets! Fort Roosevelt wiped out! I'll bet my wings it was El Ramis and her cutthroats! If I spot that she-wolf and her mangy crew, I'll blast them clear to... Uh-oh! Ray flashes!
And there was something. I mean, something. Where there used to be nothing.
What the hell is this? You little pisher! You've covered the third floor landing with your fakakta chalk drawing.
Well, go stick your ass in the sewer, you old cockroach. We can't afford paper.
Ooh, let's see what your father says about that. Kurtzberg!
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Dad. I just... I got all these ideas in my head.
Outer space stuff again, huh? You know what they say, if you fill your head with that garbage...
No.
Oh, what's happening here?
This space guy is fighting that space guy? And this one's saying, roaring rockets, blast them!
I don't see any words.
Drawings faster. You mad?
I'll just stay here a while. Watch you finish, if you don't.
He used to come in and just sit. So tired. How they used him in that sweatshop on Delancey, spitting out rags, 12-hour days, working, working. I was supposed to become him. I almost did. My father got fired from his job working that sewing machine the day I was supposed to enter Pratt on an art scholarship. In the middle of depression, I get the first art job I applied for. Unfortunately.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Doot, doot.
Annoying motherfucker, ain't he? You're gonna have to be stronger than him to be an in-betweener.
But we just draw the movement that connects keyframes in a scene. It's no biggie, right?
Just wait till you do it over and over and over.
Say the first keyframe was Popeye whipping out a can of spinach. And the next was him dumping the spinach in his mouth. My job would be to draw Popeye lifting the can at a 10-degree angle. 11-degree angle. 12. 13. Just eat the fucking spinach already!
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I live in the frying pan. I turned up the gas and blew off my ass. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I might as well be running a frickin' sewing machine like my father.
Brother workers, where are your pensions? Where are your vacations? Local 20239 of the Commercial Artists and Designers Union has come to rescue you. We already broke the backs of the fat cats at Disney and Hollywood. Why should New York be immune? Rise up! Seize the means of production! Strike!
Strike! Strike! Strike! Strike!
Come on, Jack, join us! The line stretched from Broadway to 7th Avenue!
Oh, shows how much you know. You know who's behind the Commercial Artists and Designers Union? The Longshoremen. I grew up with these guys. Lansky's boys. Mobsters.
Hey, key animators are trying to enter the studio.
They said they'd stand with the in-betweeners.
Hold the line, boys. Don't let the scabs in. We outnumber the cops 10-1.
Time to try a different industry. Hey, where are you going?
I'm trying my luck over in comic books. You in?
Comic what?
The new comic books. It's like they threw out the rest of the newspaper but the funnies and sell them directly to kids for a dime a pop. They run out of syndicated stuff, now they're paying for original features.
How much?
10, 11 bucks a page.
Point me in the right direction.
Hey, I got 3 more pages to ink by noon. We need more coffee in here.
Let me see that clip, and I gotta swipe the punch in last Sunday's Terry and the Pirates.
Hey, wait your turn! I'm swiping it! Someone turn that radio to the Dodgers game.
Oh, screw you and your bums. The Giants are playing the Boston Braves over at the Polo Grounds.
Dodgers!
Giants!
I'm the king of the comics, boys. King of the comics.
You're the king, boss.
Apparently, we've been getting complaints about misspellings in our comic books. So I went out and got us an editor. He used to be a cartoonist in the Hearst papers in Syracuse, so watch your language. Boys, meet Joseph Simon.
Hello. I'm sure it's going to be a real pleasure working with you fellas.
You know, I once knew a whore in Syracuse. They said she was the best whore in town. I wasn't impressed. It's a small town. Meet my art director, Jack Kurtzberg. He was at Fleischer across town before they had their labor troubles.
Yeah, art director means I'm the paste-up guy.
How do you do?
There better not be any labor troubles here, Sergeant. That's your job. I don't want no Rembrandt's production. That's my watchword. This comic book thing, trust me, it ain't gonna last. The kids are all going nuts over Superman now. All they want to see is costumed heroes beating up mad scientists. But I've seen trends come, and I've seen trends go. And this one will be gone before the year is out. But before then, we gotta separate as many dimes from little monsters as possible, because
there are more morons than people.
Atta boys, carry on, Sergeant. I'm king of the comics.
You're the king, boss.
Okay, boys, what do we got? Third issue of Mystery Men comics, the 5th issue of Wonderworld comics.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot, Sergeant. Not long ago, I figured out a surefire formula for comic book success. Something every single Fox Features comic book story has to have.
What's that?
On every story, put a big explosion on the third panel of the first page.
What?
A big red and yellow explosion. Kapow! Third panel, first page. The kids eat it up like Pavlov's dog.
But...
Red and yellow, Sergeant, or it's your job!
I wouldn't worry about it, Joe. The boss is colorblind.
I gotta get out of here. Jack, I hate to do this to you, but I can already see we're running short on this month's Fantastic Comics. I gotta sign you another 8-pager due by the end of the week.
It's no problem. I'm not doing anything right now anyway.
What about that Blue Beetle story Fox assigned you this morning?
I just handed it to you.
You laid out and penciled the whole thing?
Yeah.
Before lunch?
Yeah.
This looks great.
Huh.
How much you making here?
15 a week.
Would you like to make 85?
Would I?
Meet me at my apartment tonight, Haddon Hall, uptown near Columbia. We want to increase our income, we got to increase our output. Marty Goodman over at Timely Comics is paying $14, $15 a page for new comic book characters. Between your speed and my horse sense, I figure we can triple the money Fox is paying us if we moonlight over there too.
I've got some sci-fi strips I wrote and drew on my own. Cosmic Carson, he's just like Elliot Ness.
Elliot Ness never wore a fishbowl on his head that I was aware of.
You ever try busting gangsters on Saturn with that one?
Hmm. That's cute, Jack, but we gotta go for something that'll sell.
It'll sell because it's good. What's so funny?
I love you. Seriously, kid. Deeply and truly. How did you fall into this racket again?
I was gonna jump off a roof if I turned into my dad.
Tell me about it. My dad was a tailor.
Mine worked in a sweatshop.
Pants!
Fucking pants.
I like this. I do, and I get it. You like the amazing story stuff, and that's great. But this isn't about what you want. This is about what they want. The kids want Superman, we gotta give them a Superman. Only different. An idea nobody's done before. Fox has got Blue Beetle, right? So why not different animals? Like a bird.
Hawkman, they got that at National.
Cat?
Wildcat, National.
Fish.
Submariner at Timely, Aquaman at National.
Okay, forget animals. Elements. Fire.
The Human Torch, Timely.
Earth.
Rockman, also Timely.
Air.
Airman, Centaur.
Water, ha! Aquaman, Submariner, right. Jeez, this is harder than it looks.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important news bulletin. Paris has fallen to the Third Reich. Nazi panzers and stormtroopers roll through the once proud French capital as British forces retreat. German Führer Adolf Hitler is now the undisputed master of the European continent.
Ich habe nun in diesen 5 Jahren tatsächlich errüstet. Ich habe die Milliarden dafür verwendet. Das muss das deutsche Volk jetzt wissen. Ich habe...
Say, maybe we're going about this the wrong way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe we should start with the villain. So, Mr. Goodman, what do you think? A good fit for Timely Publications?
You want your hero punching Adolf Hitler in the face on the cover of the first issue?
He's Captain America, the superhero that represents patriotism, that smashes the U.S.'s enemies. It's what he does!
But Hitler, a real person, on the cover, in the face. Can he sue us?
The guy's dictator of Europe, Mr. Goodman. I don't think he's the litigious type.
Yeah, he'll just plow some tanks through the bullpen. I'm sorry.
Captain America Comics, huh? All right. I'll need 64 pages of story by the 4th. You two better know what you're doing.
64 pages by the 4th? I'm going to have to hire a couple more artists.
Oh, no, there's no way you're cutting down my page rate. I got parents and a little brother to feed back on Suffolk Street.
But 64 pages, even you're going to have a tough time.
Trust me.
Christ killer!
I knew violence. I made it real. Give those Nazis what for, Captain!
$1 million copies. I just got off the phone with the distributor. The first issue of Captain America Comics sold 1 million copies. We've blown Superman and Batman out of the water!
Yeah! Yay!
What is that?
It's Martin's cousin-in-law, Stanley. He made me hire the kid as an assistant. It's tough finding enough things to keep him occupied. Hey, kid, you finished that prose story I assigned to you? The Postal Service makes us put text pages in the comics so they qualify for second-class mailing privileges.
You bet. Here it is, Joe. Captain America foils the traitor's revenge.
Who's Stan Lee?
Me. Oh, that's my pen name. I'm gonna write the great American novel someday, so I gotta save my real name for that. I decided to change my name, just like Jack.
Yeah, I changed my name to Kirby so it sound less Jewish, kid.
Yeah, and you changed your name so it sounds Chinese. You traded one pissed on minority for another, Stanley.
Oh, that's Martin. Time for his saltines and milk. I'm gonna go.
If he plays that damn flute while I'm trying to work one more time, I'm gonna start throwing things at him.
Ah, simmer down, he's harmless. Timely Comics, home of Captain America, United Statesman, and Mr. Liberty. Except no imitations.
You're the editor of Captain America Comics?
Yeah.
I want you to look out your window and pick a lamppost on Times Square, you dirty Jew cocksucker, because when Hitler comes, we're gonna hang you from it.
Oh, you want the editor-in-chief? Here he comes now. Stanley! You're not gonna believe this! One of your biggest fans is on the line. He read your last text page and he thought it was the cat's pajamas.
Oh, be thanks, Joe! Hello! Ah! He called me all sorts of names! That's not funny, Joe!
Why am I laughing? You want to grab lunch?
Oh, come on. What are you doing? I'm drawing here. That was a perfect panzer.
Sorry. You got to erase it.
Nah, it'll just slow me down. Next panel.
Is to be continued. You want to go to lunch?
Now, you go without me. I got 12 pages to tear through before I can come up for air. And I got all of Captain America versus the Camera Fiend and his Darts of Doom tonight.
Sounds like way too much work to do on an empty stomach. Let's go.
What gives? Hey, I could drop you like a sack of manure.
Come on. I ever see you wrong before?
What's the big idea?
He's so thick, I couldn't say anything up there. You know what this is?
A dime.
You got some?
Sure, a couple.
Just a couple, though.
Yeah, I could count them if you...
That won't be necessary, unless you have about 60,872.
What are you getting at?
I've been talking to Goodman's accountant. For over a year now, I hear Captain America's doing great. I see it flying off the newsstands. But overhead, Goodman keeps saying. Overhead. So no royalties for you and me. But at dinner last night, his own accountant shows me the books. Captain America has been in the black since day one.
He's a Welsher?
They're all pirates in this business, Jack. All pirates. You should consider yourself lucky you have me looking out for you. Now, come on, let's go to lunch.
I lost my appetite.
You'll get it back. See that tall building over there on Lex?
It's an office building. There aren't any restaurants in there.
We're dining in today, Jack. In the office of National Comics.
National Comics?
National Comics, home of Superman Comics, Batman Comics, and Wonder Woman Comics. Hold, please. The chairman of Warner Brothers on line one.
Tell him to jump in a lake. I'm fraternizing with genius. Jack Kirby, a real honor. Your drawings leap off the page and punch you in the face. I love it.
Joe Simon, Mr. Leibowitz. We spoke on the phone.
Right. You must be the business half of this duo. You own the suit. A pleasure. I'll level with you fellas. National's sick of competing with your Captain America, so we'd be more than happy to give you a year's contract to create new comics material for National for, say, $500 a week.
And name billing on the covers of all books we do for you.
Artists and writers never get name billing on the covers, Mr. Simon, was it? In comics, it's the characters that are the stars. Superman, Batman, never the artists.
Take it or leave it.
I'll drop the contracts. Have your lawyers give our legal people a call.
Yes! Wait, we have lawyers?
I'm dating a girl who has a cousin who knows a guy. Only thing is, we gotta come up with another hit series.
You kidding me? That's the fun part.
I've been thinking. You know how we gave Captain America that kid sidekick, Bucky, to give him somebody to talk to while he's kicking Nazi tail?
Sure, the little pest.
Since the kids seem to relate to him so much, why don't we cut out the adult hero altogether?
Send out the kids to fight Hitler themselves. Yeah, I see it.
I think it's swell!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Where did you come from, Stanley?
Come on, I could tell you guys were up to something secret. Come on, you guys can tell me. I could be like your sidekick. I could get you coffee, art supplies, milk and saltines.
We don't need any saltines. We don't need this kid, Joe.
I don't know. It might be useful to have another pair of hands around. Look, Stanley, this is some real hush-hush, top-secret stuff we got going on here. You can't tell your cousin Martin about it. Or any of the other 1,800 relatives he's got working for him.
Scout's honor, Joe! My lips are sealed!
You're gonna regret this.
Ah, give the kid a break. We can rent a hotel room near Timely and work on the national stuff during our lunch hours. Stanley can run us over...
All right, let's get back to Timely. I still got the latest issue to get done. Oh, and I gotta...
Slow down, Jack. You're always rushing around. Listen, Doris has a friend she's trying to set up. You want to go to the movies with her and me tonight?
I was gonna work from home tonight.
Jack, you ever think...
What?
You ever think you might try enjoying yourself a bit before that?
I'm going home to work, Joe.
No. No.
Hey, kid, you all right? Oh, I'm Jack. Jack Kirby, I live upstairs.
Rosalind, Roz.
Yeah, what's wrong, Roz?
I can't find my key, and my whole family went out to see my stupid kid sister's concert, and they locked the door, and you said your name was Kirby? I thought the family above us were the Kurtzbergs.
Oh, Kirby's my, pen name. I'm an artist.
Oh, I bet your parents don't like that one bit.
Oh, yeah, my mother thinks it's worse than Hitler. But the art with that name on it got us out of the East Side slums, out here to glorious Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, the promised land. I seen you out there playing stickball.
Yeah.
I remember thinking he looks just like John Garfield, but he's so short. I'm sorry, I'd like to talk.
So I see.
Yeah, blah, 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 that's me. It drives everybody crazy.
It's fine by me.
Yeah?
Roz.
Yeah.
You're just going to hang out here on the porch waiting all alone?
Or what?
I don't know. You want to go upstairs and see my etchings? I have some here, but the stuff I'm working on now is up there.
Oh.
What?
You actually have etchings.
Yeah, I told you. I'm an artist.
Wow, you sure are. With lots of grown men to wear beating each other up.
Yeah. You want to come up? See some more drawings, I mean.
Maybe.
I gotta tell you.
What?
I like enjoying myself. I like Roz a lot. So, about our new hero.
I'm thinking heroes. A kid from each allied country. Holland, England, France, the U.S.
Yeah, we could make the American a tough street kid from Brooklyn like Dead Ed Kids. You got a title?
I'm thinking on it.
So, working for another company. Behind my back.
Hi, Martin. I guess it's time for us to leave.
You're fired. After you finish the 10th issue of Captain America.
What? Stanley. That little cocksucker.
Jack?
He ratted us out the first chance he got. If I ever see that little pitcher again, I'll rip his fucking head off.
Jack, calm down. We don't know that. Everybody in this business knows everyone else. Besides, who cares? We get to work for National that much quicker.
Yeah, for our new idea, we have no title for.
Well, as a kid, I always liked that book, Boy Allies. What do you think of Boy Commandos?
Oh, I think I'm gonna be one. Thank you. Oh, this boy's got a report to basic training in August.
It'll be good for research.
Yes, 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 yes!
Well, I guess I don't even have to ask the question. Say, honey, you're taking all this really well.
What?
I mean, I'm going to war, baby.
Well, you are, and you're going to come back.
Hey, you sure about that?
You're the hero.
Roz.
You're my hero, honey. And I won't be lonely because you'll write me, Jack, and draw everything you see, sheets and sheets, every day, you promise.
I'll try.
She's right, boy. Correspondence is a real art. Words, that's what they remember.
Take a lesson from my letters, son. Quote, I hope that in the final settlement of the war, you insist that the Germans retain Lorraine, because I can imagine no greater burden than to be the owner of this nasty country where it rains every day and where the whole wealth of the people consists in assorted manure piles. End quote. P.S. Of course, these remarks are intended for a joke. I label it because some of my jokes are not always appreciated. Now move out, motherfuckers!
Dear Roz, General Patton drove the Third Army like cattle across France after D-Day. But by the end of the summer on the German border, we ran out of everything. Food, water, ammo. We were stuck where we were. Metz, the giant fortress city over the Moselle River.
What are you fuckers doing here, huh? What are you fucking doing here? You fuckers are fucking up the whole thing. You're dead. You know that? You motherfuckers are supposed to be fucking dead.
Someone must have radioed to command our unit had been wiped out. It hadn't. But that screwed up the general's whole strategy, his beautifully laid out battle plan. He didn't see us as people, just a page being penciled, move this here, that there. George C. Scott? Him I'd follow to hell and back. This cocksucker?
I will fill that fucking jeep with your fucking dog tags if you don't cross that fucking river!
Private Third Class Kirby reporting for assignment, sir.
Private Third Class Kirby. Your name is Kirby, soldier.
That's right, sir.
No, Jack Kirby, the cartoonist.
Yes, sir. I draw Captain America.
Boy, Commando, you're something else. You know that boy?
Yes, sir. I mean, thank you, sir.
So you can draw?
Yeah, of course I can draw. I should be like Bill Maudlin, you know, running around, drawing cartoons of guys in jeeps. So the folks back home will know what's going on over here.
All right, Private. No guard detail for you. I'm making you a scout. Here, go into these towns we don't control, see if you can find any Germans. Mark on these maps positions of tanks, mortar emplacements, camps. Come back here, give me a full report.
Dear Roz, I have been made a scout. Somebody wants to kill you in the army, they make you a scout, the human target. I make my way through these old French towns, 400, 500, 600 years old, like nothing we got in the States. This beautiful architecture now just piles of rocks in the mud. And the rain coming down, always with the rain. It made your heart break. I mean, just the stupid cruelty of it. Once, I was walking through the middle of some ruined village, and this mangy, starved dog came out of a hotel, and he looked up at me with these eyes. I mean, these pathetic, shallow eyes. How could you? I went inside the hotel to get out of the rain. It had these iron spiral staircases, velvet drapes. It was like something from the movies.
Hey, Yankee. Fuck you. Get out, Yankee.
No. No, you get out.
Fuck you. You get out.
No, you get out. This is the fucking Hotel American now.
Oh, I'm doing Horensen.
What's that? Horensen? Horsen? You talking about my mother? So sprecht ihr von meiner Mutter nicht? My parents came from Austria. Ich bin Österreicher wie deine Führer, Schweine! Never talk about a guy's mother, never, you hear me? It's how we do things on the Lower East Side. We called it butcher's work. Going through these abandoned towns nobody held because nobody wanted them and mixing it up with whatever Germans we could find. This one dumb bastard, he got punched through a wall by a steel-jacketed bullet and his helmet flew off. I found some photographs in it. Him with his sweetheart, him with his parents when he was six, wearing little fucking lederhosen. Dumb bastard. One minute you're playing in the street, and the next minute... some crazy comic book artist blows your fucking head off. And then I come back to base camp in this haze of murderous anger. I mean, I come back and...
Mail call! Got one from your wife, Kirby.
Dear Jack, how do I love you? Let me count the ways. I love you to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach.
Yes, oh yes.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, huh?
Do you know how many love poems they ought to copy out of the Brooklyn Public Library? We don't need all those King Arthur-y V's and thous. We're from Brooklyn. Oh, no. Love is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height's been taken.
With each word, each letter, after a while...
Love not alters with time's brief hours and weeks, but bears it out.
I'd feel myself turning back into a human again.
Even to the edge of doom.
After spending most of the day as a monster, the villain turned back to... Well, maybe not the hero, but... Close enough.
If commissioned officers did their full duty, then there would be no trench foot in Third Army. To win the war, we must not only conquer the Third Reich, but trench foot. All commanding officers must continuously remind the men of the importance of clean, dry socks. Only clean, dry socks can crush Hitler.
Clean socks or not, my legs turned purple and puffed up like an elephant's. I got sent to a hospital in Paris, and then back to New York. I was one of the lucky ones. I saw some guys with black legs. I mean, black legs fell off. First thing Roz said when I walked in...
Oh, I hope your drawing hand's okay.
She never pretended to understand the superheroes, but she was one in how she took care of me. Gave me a family.
Kids!
Four. A whole studio of Kirbys.
Kids, get over here! You've got to get to school. No, you don't get to stay at home and just... draw funny pictures all day like Daddy. I don't care what the other dads do. He is not unemployed. Your dad is an artist.
Kids, they always know. Me and Joe are out of work. The boy commandos won their war, so the series got canceled.
No work today?
Nope, not today. I'm going to create on the mural in the upstairs bathroom.
You've been painting that mural for 2 weeks. Tropical fish are going to cover the toilet.
Rosalind, my girl, what's the good word?
Hi, Joe. How's Harriet doing?
Fine, fine. Expecting. Large and eating everything. Where's our boy? Mural?
Mural.
Let's put a stop to that right now.
Jack!
Here's how I've been keeping myself busy. Hey, take a look at this cover mock-up I drew.
Young romance. I was an artist's pickup. A 100% all-true love confessional designed for the more adult readers of comics.
Now, let me see this. No, Linda, we can't go on like this. You know I'm engaged to your kid sister, Jane.
But, darling, Jane is a child. She doesn't have the fire to kindle the spark of your genius. You need me, John.
And this is Jane coming into the studio when no one can see her?
Oh, John.
Lev Gleason's crime comics are flying off the stands. I've seen their market surveys. Over 50% of their readers are adults. Guys, all right.
What kind of a big revelation is that? In the service, I got recognized all the time.
Me too.
How? You rode a horse up and down New Jersey for the Coast Guard the whole war.
And during that time, how many successful U-boat attacks were launched against Atlantic City? Zero. You know what your problem is, Mr. Kurtzberg? You never learned to play the system to your advantage. Losing boy commandos may be the best thing that ever happened to us. Time to focus on the adult market. They have more money to spend. Listen to me. Next to true crime magazines in the drugstores and the newsstands, what do you see?
Beats me. Prophylactics?
Uh-huh. True love magazines, you dope. If Gleason's going for the guys, we'll go for the gals. What do you say?
Like, I got anything else better to do.
Great.
Oh, but this production schedule. You better get me a few inkers on this, Joe.
I can do it.
This takes time to get right, honey.
And why couldn't that be me again?
Because you got a million things to do with the house and... Holy smokes, did you do this?
Uh-huh. Like when you were showing me, just stay in the lines, keep the shading, and... Oh, look at that red dress diva slapping her man right in the face for not listening to what the lady of his dreams can achieve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I work all night.
So do I, she said with a tear in her eye.
Oh, baby, you're good.
Uh-huh.
Your art's perfect for this subject material, Jack. Idealized households, just like out of the Sears catalog. You make everything look like it's made out of saran wrap.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I was thinking...
Yeah?
And maybe now that we're successful, we got all these employees and everything...
Yeah?
I was wondering maybe I could write my own stories now.
Cosmic Carson again, huh?
More than that. I got Starman Zero and Tiger 21. They're both strips about space, exploration of the stars. I mean, all this love stuff, it's so mundane. Let's branch out.
Come on, mundane sells, Jack. Are you still on that science fiction kick? People think all those rockets and aliens are weird. They can't get into
it. So you say...
Why are you busting my chops like this? You stick to the drawing table. It's your element. You're genius. Let me handle the rest. You remember what you said back at Fox when I wanted our credits to read by Simon and Kirby instead of by Kirby and Simon?
Yeah, I said, whatever you say, Joe, you own...
the suit, right.
Yeah, we both own suits now, Joe.
The first witness this afternoon will be Dr. Frederick Wortham. Doctor, will you come forward and be sworn, please? Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give the United States Senate will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Doctor, do you have a prepared statement?
Yes, a brief one.
All right, Doctor, proceed in your own manner.
Thank you. I have practiced psychiatry and neurology since 1922. In 1929, I was the first psychiatrist to be awarded a fellowship by the National Research Council to do research on the brain. Some part of my research at that time was on brain syphilis. It came in good stead when I came to study comic books. The question is this: are comics good or are they not good? If you want to raise a generation that is half stormtrooper and half cannon fodder with just a dash of illiteracy, then comic books are good. In fact, they're perfect. On the one hand, we have the Superman comic books. They arouse in children fantasies of sadistic joy in seeing people punished over and over again, while you yourself remain immune. We've called it the Superman Complex.
A couple of kids in leather jackets and duckbills knock over the local malt shop, and Ozzie and Harriet think it's the end of Western civilization. Middle America's looking for scapegoats, and this quack gives them comics. Come on down to Lower East Side. I'll show you some juvenile fucking delinquency.
On the other hand, we have these so-called romance books.
But our love books aren't even for kids. It says so right on the cover. Look, for the more adult readers of comics.
On this one here, we have the heading, for the more adult readers of comics, which seduces the young girl into thinking she's becoming part of something illicit, a sexual...
Aw, give me a break.
It'll blow over, Jack.
He's calling us fascists.
I know, Jack.
Me, a Jew, nearly got his ass shot off in France.
Take it easy.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I detest censorship. I believe adults should be allowed to write for adults. I believe that what is necessary for children is supervision. In other words, if a father wants to go into a store and say, I have a little boy of 7, he doesn't know how to rape a girl. He doesn't know how to rob a store. Please, sell me one of these comic books. By all means, let the clerk sell him one. But I don't think the boy should be able to go see this rape on the cover and buy the book. I thank you, gentlemen.
Joe was right, like he always was. It did blow over. On to us.
Now, now! Though we of the comic book industry wholly reject Dr. Wortham's outrageous accusations and hysterical witch hunt, we of the newly formed Association of American Comic Magazine Publishers have voluntarily chosen to adopt a comics code to guide the content of our titles. The 41 provisions of the Comics Code constitute the most restrictive set of principles for any communications media in use today. Mothers of America, remember, watch for the seal of the Comics Code Authority, and feel safe.
And you were right, Joe. This could be a lot worse. This new code thing doesn't affect us at all. What?
It's over, Jack. Our company, our partnership, it's all over.
No, it's not. Listen to this. The letters of the word crime on a comics cover shall never be appreciably greater in dimension than the other words in the title. We don't publish any books like that. Here's another. No comics magazine shall use the words horror or terror in its title, see? We got nothing to worry about.
You don't understand how this business works.
Hey, I've been in it longer than you.
Not the dirty part. The mud the magic stands on. I've tried to keep you from that. Listen. The printer prints comics for us on credit. We sell the books to the distributors on credit, who sells them to the newsstands on credit.
Yeah, okay, so what?
Our distributor is Leading News Company. What do you think they sell? Crime suspense stories in Vault of Horror and Crypt of Terror. Our credit was tied up with Leto. We can't pay our printer. They're bust. We're bust.
But maybe we could...
No, we couldn't. I talked it over with my wife, and I'm getting out of the comics business for good. I got a job offer in advertising. I'm going to take it.
But what about Simon and Kirby? I mean, what about me?
Come on, Jack. We both knew this comic book thing was temporary.
There was no work. I mean, no work anywhere. Publishers were going bust left and right. I had to go back to the one place I swore I'd never go back to. Hey, Stanley, remember me?
Remember? How could I forget? Put her there, Tiger!
Yeah. I brought some recent samples from the titles I've been penciling freelance. It's mostly from National. Green Arrow, Challengers of the Unknown, some sci-fi stuff.
No. Perish the thought. Put that portfolio away. That's for mortal creatures, not you, Jack. Consider yourself hired. In the pantheon of comic artist deities, you're the king, the Zeus, the Jupiter.
The Odin?
Pardon?
It's king of the Viking gods. I've always been into Thor, Asgard, all that stuff.
I'll have to remember that. Here, have a seat.
Boy, Martin's really got you squirreled away in the back room here. I'd ask 15 different guys from his other businesses how to get back here.
I don't mind. It's been quiet. Ever since that Senate hearing nuttiness. Like the whole fort ran for the hills the minute they saw Little Chief Red Bear and his braves coming up over the ridge. But don't you worry, Jack. We will hold off the Injuns together. Excelsior.
What? What is that?
What's what?
Excelsior?
The motto of the state of New York.
Oh, yeah? What's it mean?
You know, I have no idea. I just started saying it one day. It's got this crazy ring to it. Excelsior! Excelsior. I'm the last man standing since Martin and Dr. Wortham cleared out the bullpen. You know, I've had this job since I was 17 years old, except for when I went into the service.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, Martin's run it pretty much the same way this whole time.
The war is over, Stanley. The superheroes are dead. Kids are sick of fighting. They want to laugh. Laugh! We need comedy. Funny animals.
Stan the man's all over it like a cheap suit, boss. Editorial? Here are new titles. Comic capers. Comic cartoons. Wait. Comic comics.
There's a war on, Stanley. Why are you publishing all this phony, baloney, funny animal crap? We're kicking Kami Keister in Korea, and we've got to get the children of America behind the fight against international Oriental Bolshevism.
Your wish is my command, O publishing Aladdin. Scratch that whole comedy line. Now it's battle front, war action, battle action, battle war, war, battle action, war.
Dear God, Stanley, why do you have dead Asians all over my covers? It's 1956, for Christ's sake. We're not Klansmen. Have you seen the killing the Japs are making with those Godzilla movies? Science fiction. Horrors spawned by the atom bomb, Stanley. That's what the kids want to see.
Aye, Cap'n. Yeah, okay. Now we're gonna go with Tales to Astonish. Tales of Suspense. Strange Tales. Our latest four-color masterpiece?
Yeah, Groot, the monster from Planet X. I was captured by the creature from Krogar.
Uh-huh. You gotta roll your R's like this, the creature from Krogar. Make that a scream. I spend half the day dreaming up these nutty titles. They actually pay me for it. So... thus have you seen the meager spoils of my modest fiefdom, Sir Jack of Kirby. But what I have here in Marvel Comics is yours. Marvel, that's what we decided to rename Timely after you and Joe left.
Yeah.
Say, why did you guys leave anyway? I wasn't around to see it.
who can remember? That was a long time ago, Stanley.
Just Stan is fine. I actually had my name legally changed to Stan Lee.
Okay, I did the same with Kirby.
Yeah, look at us. Couple of phonies. Kurtzberg and Lieber. Showman! You know what? The show must go on. Now, the pay is nothing fancy.
Well, how not fancy?
$30 a page?
Oy.
I would give my artist the shirt off my back if I could.
if they didn't think I was coming on to them.
Now, Marvel publishes 8 titles a month, 4 stories an issue, a 12-page lead, 6 or 8 pages for the rest. I can give you as many as you want to tackle to start.
I'll do all of them.
Come again?
All of them. I'll do all the stories in all your books.
But that's 28 stories. That's over 300 pages a month, Tiger.
I need the work, and you know I can do it.
I'll need to send some stories over to the other artists, Ditko, Heck, Ayers, if only for variety.
I got no problem with that. I'm your new one-man bullpen.
Ah, you know what you are, Tiger. You're the king. You're the king of comics!
Thanks, Stanley.
Stan.
You know who I've just been golfing with, Stanley?
What? What now, Martin?
Ask.
Why, who have you been golfing with, Martin?
Jack Liebowitz over at National. He says their best-selling title of 1961 is something called Justice League of America. Looks like the long underwear men are back in a big way. So why the hell are you wasting my money with this juvenile monster junk? Superheroes, Stan. We need superheroes.
I give up.
All right, Stan. I've got Gigantus and X the Thing That Lived for you.
I quit!
What?
This stupid, boring, meaningless job was only supposed to be temporary, you know? But it's gobbled up 2 decades of my life! I've always bent over backwards to please Martin, but this? Superheroes again? It's too much. I shall march into the publisher's office and hand in my resplendent resignation, and then sally forth to a land where the writer is truly respected. Hollywood!
Whoa. Stan, I know it's your life and all, but I got 4 kids to feed. Who's gonna give me assignments
if... Regal words would stay my hand any other time, O comics king, but my course, nay, my destiny, is clear. You know, my wife says I should do the superhero thing, but do it like something I might read, something different, fresher.
Hey, yeah, I mean... That's not a bad idea. Why don't you do...
I jotted some thoughts down.
The Fantastic Four. You never get tired of alliteration, do you?
It is mankind's most astonishingly awesome achievement.
This is kind of thin. A page and a half is just an outline. It's going to need some fleshing out before it's a proper story.
That's what I have you for.
You'd let me change stuff, Stan? Add to the story? I've always wanted to do more science fiction stuff, you know, spaceships to the stars, alien civilizations, that kind of thing.
Whatever you want, as far as I care, as long as you, you know, stay within those guidelines, why not? Who did Captain America? Boy Commandos? Young Romance, for crying out loud. You're what's known as bankable, Jackie, baby.
That's true. I mean, what have you done? Copy other publishers your whole career.
I guess Martin calls it adapting to current market trends.
You gotta make the trends, Stanley, not follow them. Throw the first punch. I've known that since I was 10 years old.
Together, our combined creative catalyst will shake the halls of comicdom asunder. Who dares stand in our way? Face front, true believers. Verily, I doth proclaim the magnificent Marvel Age of Comics is about to begin.
Why can't you talk normal?
With their ear to the nation's quads knows that Stan Lee's Fantastic Four and other Marvel comics are the hottest thing to hit campus since the bongo drums. What is the secret of his success? From Southern Illinois University.
I saw my sister wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt, and that's how I got my first Marvel comic. My favorite is the Hulk. He's the innocent being hounded by the man. Also, he's really good at kicking the army's ass.
From Cornell.
The psychedelic cosmic scapes of Fantastic Four and Thor display a depth of psychological examination and philosophical metaphor that make the reader ask deep, deep questions of the universe, like, what is human? What is the divine? Do our thoughts and desires matter in the full panoply of space-time? And are you holding? Seriously, are you?
How does Stan the Man, as he's dubbed himself in the credits and letters columns in his own comics, do it? Here Stan Lee is in action at his weekly Friday morning plotting session with Jack King Kirby, a veteran comic book artist, a man who created many of the visions of your childhood and mine. The King is a middle-aged man with baggy eyes and a baggy Robert Hallish suit. He is sucking a huge green cigar, and if you stood next to him on the subway, you would peg him for the assistant foreman in a girdle factory.
We've already had the Fantastic Four fight Dragon Man, the Inhumans, but for our next dish, I know we can go even bigger.
This
time, what if the entire ever-loving world is threatened by a huge, godlike figure, Universus, Cosmicus, Galactus?
Yeah, I see.
He comes to Earth to devour it. He feeds on the very energy of planets, and with him is a herald, the Silver Surfer. And he engages the FF in cataclysmic combat. God, he's too much, even for them. The FF lies defeated. Earth is on the brink of oblivion. Sue, Ben, Johnny, Reed, they failed humanity when humanity needed them the most.
Right.
Then, suddenly...
You go ahead.
The Silver Surfer has a change of heart.
Ah, yes.
The nobility and bravery of the Fantastic Four makes him realize that the Earth is worth saving. He turns on his master, and though Galactus is beaten back, he uses his power, Cosmic, to trap the Silver Surfer here on Earth, where only the FF knows of his sacrifice. He's forced to wander the planet forever, hated by the very people he gave up everything to save!
Lee sags back on his desk, limp and spent. Kirby has leapt out of the chair he was crumpled in.
Great. It's great.
The cigar is out of his mouth and his baggy eyes are aglow. His high voice is young with enthusiasm. Stan Lee has done it again.
Oh, you cut the crap, huh?
What?
That's not how Stan Lee and I work together. See, this is what really happens. Yeah.
Hey, on our next issue, let's have the Fantastic Four fight God. Enough said. Face front, Tiger. You're the king.
And now I gotta come up with 24 comics pages of story, and he gets all the credit. Just because he writes out the dialogue after I turn the pages in. Which is based on my notes written on the boards, a lot of which he ignores. Thank you very much.
Hey, who's the, shiny guy?
Well, you told me to have him fight a god, right? Well, God, who we're calling Galactus, runs around the galaxy eating planets. He needs their energy to survive, so he needs somebody to go out and scout out the planets for him.
And he's on a flying surfboard.
Yeah. He's the Silver Surfer, the Herald of Galactus.
What will you think of next? That's why they call you the King, Jack. King Kirby.
Yeah, you call me that, Stan.
Now all the hoary hosts of Marvel done do too.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna print that?
Eh. I like my version better.
Unbelievable.
He's got the suit, Jackie.
Hey, Joe! How's the advertising game treating you?
That's better than being torn apart by hungry wolves. Some days.
Yeah. You know, college kids are calling him a modern-day Homer. He gave a lecture at Carnegie Hall, for Christ's sake. Carnegie Hall! I mean, what the fuck?
He brings the magic.
No, he doesn't. Sitting here at the drawing table, working into the wee hours of the night, taking his three sentences and turning them into this. An actual comic, a story, something someone can lose themselves in. That is the magic.
No. That's work.
Work is magic! Why doesn't anyone understand that? Why does everyone worship the bosses? That crazy Butcher Patton, they turn into a hero. And Stanley? You know who came by the offices the other day? Fellini. Fucking Fellini!
I like very much of you comics. You are not so different, you and I, you know. Movie director and the comics man. You work at the artist's hand like the father in heaven fills the lifeless, disgusting lump of clay with a life. You come to Rome. We make the movies together. You, a modern-day Virgil, Signor Lee.
Virgil, seriously? Still playing your goddamn flute, Stanley!
Why don't you call him out on it?
What?
You see him every day. Why not ask for more credit? Your old co-plotter, at least.
I got a family, Joe. I got mouths to feed. I can't get a rep for being difficult.
Jesus, always with the family. Like you're the only one in the world who has one. That was your excuse for not leaving Fox, remember? I'm the king of the comics, Sergeant. It kills me they call you that now.
Yeah, king of the comics, great. World's smartest cockroach.
Look, kid, reason I asked you to lunch today is I'm going to be doing a thing.
A thing?
You know what a copyright termination is.
Yeah, for the sake of argument, let's say that I don't.
Law says certain amount of time passes, 28 years... After you sell a property to somebody, you can get the rights back.
Okay, so?
Calendar says it's 1969, so minus 28.
1941. Holy shit, Joe. You're grabbing Captain America back?
My lawyer's already filed the papers.
Goodman's gonna go nuts. I'm gonna lose my job.
I don't believe you. This is more than just this week's rent. This is security for life. You know how much money they're gonna pay me to keep hold of the Cap property?
Okay, this is gonna look bad, Joe. This is gonna look really bad on me.
I was hoping maybe you'd throw in with me, but... You know what I don't understand, Jack? You draw people punching each other in the face every day. You grew up in a street gang. You served in fucking France. Yet you refuse to stand up for yourself. You refuse to fight.
You ever see the look on a guy's face when he realizes both his arms have been blown off by a landmine? No, because he spent the war riding a horse for the Coast Guard, which incidentally makes no goddamn sense at all. You ever see what a 10-year-old kid looks like after he gets pushed off a 5-story tenement roof during a block fight? Oh, it's okay, I'll tell you, Joe, because you grew up sipping tea in Syracuse. The kid looks like a garbage bag filled with blood and shit exploded. You fight, huh? I got my fill a long time ago.
You can't hide in your artboards, Jack. The world will find you. Always does.
So?
So?
Joe gonna get Cap back?
I'm afraid I can't comment on ongoing negotiations.
You're probably just gonna pay him off, right? I mean, I know Joe. He doesn't have a burning desire to regale the children of America with the patriotic adventures of the Star-Spangled Avenger. He wants a check.
And what do you want, Jack?
What do you got?
For my enemies, a wingtip up the ass. For my friends, well...
I want what he was going to get.
Come again.
Whatever you're paying Joe to keep Cap, that's what I want.
You'll sign a statement affirming our ownership of the character?
Sure.
That we always owned it from the beginning?
You got it.
And we own all the other characters you've ever worked on or ever created while working here.
Including the ones I did with Stan?
Especially them. I'll have our lawyers deliver the papers to your house by courier tomorrow.
Joe always had the business sense.
Anything else?
Yeah, I quit.
What?
You want to know why I signed that away so quickly, huh? No, you wouldn't. All you know is how to read last month's sales sheet. Any idiot can do that. I can create. I can give up Cap, I can give up the Hulk, the X-Men, anything I made here, because I'm just going to make more. I can. This whole time I was here, I was making up my own line of characters that he, Stan, can't take any credit for. And I'm taking them to National.
You defecting again? Balls.
Yeah, I've been talking to them for a while. They're going to let me write and draw. I'm doing the whole thing at last.
Come on.
We'll see who the real fucking Homer is.
Attention, FanCon attendees. The Robbie the Robot photo opportunity has been moved to Hall B. The Robbie the Robot photo opportunity has moved to Hall B.
Wow, Jack Kirby.
Oh,
Kirby. Jack
okay.
Kirby.
Yeah, there you
wow.
go, kid. Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
That's me.
I've been following your work with Stan, like, forever. The minute I hear there was a con in my hometown, like, finally. I mean, we're so lucky you moved out here to San Diego. Are you doing stuff in the movies?
Oh, my kid has asthma, actually, in warmer climate.
Did you read Stan's new interview in Comics Now? All the movie stuff he wants to do with Marvel? Can you imagine all your guys on the big screen, like maybe Thor?
Yeah, you like Thor, huh?
Are you kidding? I grew up on it. Now I'm reading it to my kids.
Yeah, what about the stuff I did on my own, huh? New Gods.
New Gods. I tried, but it was a little too... cosmic for me, you know? Who was your writer again?
Well,
all those exclamation points, so over the top, like somebody spitting on you while you talk. But movies, you know? It's a good interview. You should read it. It's insane. Look at me going on and on like a goon. I should get into comics, huh?
Yeah.
Man, hey, can I take a picture?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Excelsior! Oh, how could I forget? Can you sign this, too?
Mm-hmm.
The Tour de Force. An original. I think it's from Fantastic Four Post-Galactus, right? Like number 67 or 68?
Where did you get this? It is original.
It should be. I paid like half my savings. $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, like I can afford to give you any more of my money.
I found 8 more on the con floor. I wrote them all down, names and addresses of art dealers selling stolen pages, your pages.
Yeah, I know.
Crooks, every one of them. These art dealers are robbing you blind. Where did they get these pages from? Fantastic Four, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Avengers. These are supposed to be your fans. They're parasites. Where did they get this art in the first place?
From the offices, I guess. I mean, I heard the suits just gave them away as freebies to executives the company did business with. You know, guys who made TV shows and toys and stuff. But if I sign this...
What's that?
The lawyers mailed me this stupid form. I saw it first. I didn't want you to get mad. You always get mad.
Why? What does it mean?
I sign it.
And?
They give me what they've got left.
What's that?
88 pages.
88 pages? Out of how many thousands?
I lost track. As many as it took to tell the stories I wanted to tell.
Don't do it, Jack. The pages are bad enough, but they want you to sign away your rights. Your art's on frisbees, movies, everywhere I look. It's you, Jack, and you're not even there.
No one cares about anything new I do. All they want is the old stuff. I mean, nothing new sells.
But you can't just let them take away all the work.
What choice do I have?
Jack! Do you know why I let you talk me into going up to your apartment that day we met? Because every day I'd hear you rushing up those stairs full of places to go, and I'd imagine you were coming to talk to me. Every girl out there growing up just trying to flirt with you all because they just wanted to get married, get out of there. And you didn't care about them. And I loved you even more for it, because what I loved is how you were always moving. Never sitting still. You'd get an idea and the room lights up and we talk for hours and I see you. Without that, I don't know who I'd be, who our kids would be. What you've done with these heroes fighting, flying, running, they are all you. And if that isn't worth fighting for, I don't know what is, because I fought for it.
I'm not your hero, Roz. Every time I go in rooms with bosses and lawyers, I come out someone else.
Every single drawing that has come from this hand, you created. You've made up.
Yeah.
From nothing. And that's something. That's something, Jack.
Yeah.
And you've got to find a way to come to peace with that.
Okay. Okay. Let's get some sleep, huh? Hello, Martin.
Just me, Jack. Crazy, huh? Plot twist.
It doesn't matter who it is. You're all the same to me.
See, making me the suit. Well, I like wearing suits. They're comfortable.
Oh, just cut to the chase, Stan.
That was always your problem. You want to get right into the action. Throw the first punch before we even establish the situation. Make it clear we're old friends.
We weren't friends, Stan.
See, that hurts my feelings. You know how sensitive I am. Look, I take the time to come out here, talk to you. I don't leave you to some flunky lawyer.
Why? What the hell do you guys want now?
Look, all this talk about who created who, taking characters back, sharing credit, that's not what this is really about, is it?
It's the truth.
Really? You're a big fan of the truth. Is your name really Kirby? I mean, come on, you were ashamed.
I was not. You take that back.
What then?
I was never ashamed of being Jewish, but Kirby, you know, it sounded Irish, tough. Nobody thought of Jews being tough. If they grew up where I did, they'd know better, but...
Oh, so you consciously changed something you knew wasn't true in order to get a better story, right?
You're twisting it all around. Who I am, what I did, I was in those pages. It wasn't you telling me what to do, it was me creating. You could have told them, Stan.
That's my sin. When people said I was a genius, I said, who? Me? That only made him yell it louder. Little old me. Excelsior.
Those were my stories, too.
Let's say for the sake of argument, because I am a reasonable person, that you're right. Nobody cares, really, whose stories they were. I love rocket ships and skyscrapers falling over as much as the next guy, but in the end, you focused on the wrong story, Jack. People want magic. Not because they're innocent little children at heart, but because this world is a whirlwind of crazy, and magic is the only way to make sense of it all. A genius, me, dictates his ideas to talented craftspeople, you, and the result is love and riches.
No, No, the work is the magic.
If it was magic, it wouldn't be work. Jack, it's so much easier to be something than it is to do something. That's why, no matter how many times this story is told, I will be the hero, and you, the trusty sidekick.
I hate sidekicks.
But you sign this, you get your art. And no more letters bothering us, okay, Jack? No more talking about who did this or who did that in interviews or conventions. Just, you've done it before.
This says I give up royalties and future payments.
If you sign, we got a gift for you.
88 pages. Do you know how many pages I've... No money for reprints, no toys, no coloring books, no lunchboxes, and certainly no fucking movies. The art boards, the physical art. I can sell them to the few people who actually know what my name is. I got 4 kids and a wife and nothing to give them when I'm gone.
I know I've worked my whole life just like you, but every time you look at me, I see it. Disgust for the new kid. Me. You always hated me. I get it. So just sign it. Nice scene. Dramatic. Maybe you can write. But tomorrow, when you've woken up, in reality, you sign. That's the truth. Weeks later, when they come back to you with a counter, you sign. You sign. When you get your art, none of the good stuff, of course, that's long gone. Swear to God I wasn't even around when it vanished. But credit... You know, that's just not... Hey, I read. I followed all you did after you left, Jack. What you wrote on your own, it was good. That's the truth. Every interview I've ever given, any article, any book, I say you were the king, Jack, that you're the king of comics. You know that's true.
You left me a nickname. You sure are a generous guy, Stan.
At the end of the day, it's about what's right for the story, you know?
I've got to live mine.
Everybody does. Why you gotta make shit up. Face front, true believer!
Our next item, original pin-up of superhero Invisible Girl from comics magazine Fantastic Four number 10. Pencils by Jack Kirby. Bidding will also begin at $5,000.
I just bring the art in, dump it off, collect my check, and go home. I'd forget about this stuff. How was I supposed to know?
For many people, getting a piece of one's childhood is priceless. And that's what he is, it seems. A piece of everyone's childhood.
Do I hear 6,500?
How many pieces of art are we discussing here?
Sold to the gentleman in the rear for $7,475.
I worked for Martin from 1957 to 1969.
Next, reproduction cover, Amazing Spider-Man number 1. Pencils by Jack Kirby.
On at least 40 titles.
Bidding will begin at $10,000.
So it's got to be in the neighborhood of what? 20,000 pages? All sold to line some faceless guy's pockets.
Sold to the man in the plaid for $14,950.
Comics. They were supposed to be temporary.
Attention, FanCon attendees. Happening right now on the main stage, Nicole Nichols and George Takei share favorite Star Trek memories.
Mr. Cooper, would you mind signing?
Oh, sure, slow down. You'll live longer. Let me see, The Coming of Galactus.
First appearance of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's the first thing I ever remember reading on my own, by myself, with my own two eyes.
There you go.
It's been really great meeting you, Mr. Kirby.
Well, what's the rush? You just got here.
I'd love to stay, but I just drove 10 hours from Chicago. I have to get back because I couldn't get the time off of work.
You drove 10 hours from Chicago just to come here for 15 minutes?
Yeah. I figured this might be the only time I get to meet you, after all. You're the king.
Comics. They'll break your heart. Cosmic Carson's rocket ship crashes on the outer ring of the galaxy. So the Solar Legion takes the drastic step of growing an android replica to take his place. Without Carson, the evil generals and the space pirates, they'll take over the entire galaxy. Only thing is, this new guy? He ain't a goody two-shoes. He may look like one on the outside, but inside, he's a brawler, huh? A good-for-nothing street punk. But he's got to keep up appearances, you know? Because he knows, no matter what his natural tendencies might be, it's the right thing to do.
King Kirby,
written by Crystal Skillman and Fred Van Lente, starring Steve Ratazzi as Jack Kirby, Amy Lee Pearsall as Roz Kirby, Joseph Mathers as Joe Simon, Nat Cassidy as Stan Lee, Timothy McCown Reynolds as Martin Goodman. Music composition and sound editing by Bobby Cronin. Original stage production directed by John Hurley. Recorded at Midtown Comics downtown in Manhattan.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.